Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: is there a role for the use of medical marijuana in the treatment of traumatic brain injury? Answer: first off, I want everyone to be aware that we are speaking solely from the medical and scientific points of view. The legality of medical marijuana varies. So again, we're speaking solely from a medical and scientific point of view. In fact, most of the knowledge presented to this answer comes from a recent review article titled "The Changing Landscape of the Use of Medical Marijuana After Traumatic Brain Injury, a Narrative Review," authored by Dr. Patrick Salino, Dr. Brian Greenwald, and Dr. Dustin Gordon. This was published October 10th, 2021. So again, to start, like many medications, there's a role, there's a use, there's a purpose. For some medications, we know more about how they interact with the body, how they treat traumatic brain injury, and how they interact with other medications. And for other medications, we don't know as much information. As medical marijuana becomes more common to treat various illnesses such as chemotherapy-related nausea and vomiting, anxiety, sleep disorders, neuropathic pain, we see that there's interest in using medical marijuana to possibly treat someone who has sustained a traumatic brain injury. So it's worth exploring to see what might possibly be of use in using medical marijuana. So we know that a person's body has a system called the endocannabinoid system. It's innate, it's built into our body and is activated at various times, such as when a traumatic brain injury occurs. It reduces inflammation, which is great. When we look at lots of past studies and trials of various medications, one of the goals is to reduce inflammation in the brain, with the idea that if you can reduce the initial inflammation in the brain, it then prevents other injuries that are caused solely by inflammation. So if you can stop inflammation, maybe the brain won't be as injured and the long-term effects won't be as severe, perhaps. So within medical marijuana, there are primarily two active substances that can affect the body. One is called THC and the other is CBD. CBD can have some anti-anxiety and anti-psychotic features. We're going to focus more on THC, which is more psychoactive, and it often there's two types of subsets within THC. There's CB1 and CB2. CB1 often affects motor control and cognitive function, whereas CB2 can affect non-neuronal cells, meaning CB2 is affecting cells that are not actually brain neurons, but it affects inflammatory cells within our central nervous system, meaning our brain and spinal cord areas. So with that, CB2 can help decrease the inflammatory response. There are a number of mouse studies that have used CB1, CB2, marijuana to see how marijuana affects the brain after traumatic brain injury. And essentially what they're finding is that in a mouse brain, it's decreasing inflammation and decreasing neurodegeneration, or kind of like brain breakdown. And it increases various protective proteins. It's also been found to dilate blood vessels in the brain, which has then gone on to help protect the blood-brain barrier. So the blood-brain barrier helps prevent chemicals from coming across and affecting the brain. And it also decreases glutamate, or we should say counteracts glutamate. Glutamate is an excitatory response, very inflammatory, very up, let's go, let's affect things. And so by using medical marijuana in mouse studies, it decreases glutamate. It decreases that excitatory, inflammatory response. And so we see that in mouse studies in acute phases. So one theoretically would say, well, why doesn't it not apply to human beings in the acute phase? How would it be delivered? What type of dosages would you use? How would you even run a study for that? Because generally in the acute phase of a traumatic brain injury, people are in the emergency departments, they're in the surgical ICUs, they're in the operating rooms. So more studies have to come out about how can medical marijuana be properly used in the acute phase of a traumatic brain injury. It's also known that in most cases of medical marijuana, it's either orally ingested or one can smoke marijuana. With that being said, we then turn to the kind of chronic phase of traumatic brain injury, when now people are out of the ICUs, they're done with surgery, and they might be in a rehabilitation hospital, they might be at home. The phase where life is continuing and they're reintegrating into the rest of society and their previous lives as much as possible. So we know that when marijuana is smoked, it often can cause a dizziness, a drowsiness. People might feel quote-unquote high or intoxicated, can maybe even cause vasodilation, just like in the acute phase. It can cause these blood vessels to dilate, to get bigger, which can then lower the blood pressure. So those are some things to think about when we're thinking about side effects of any medication. And now when we think about that, a majority of issues and challenges people have with having a TBI is memory, is cognitive processing speed. So how they can think about the world, how fast they can think about the information that comes at them, and how they can remember everything that comes at them. And medical marijuana can slow down those thinking skills. So again, we don't have a whole lot of studies on this, but theoretically, it might affects someone's thinking even more so than the TBI alone and not help someone progress. As one example, it's also known that a number of people who sustain a traumatic brain injury have marijuana in their urine toxicology screens. So if marijuana was in their body during the accident, maybe that even had a protective effect. Or maybe the marijuana caused the accident. So again, there's lots of ways that this can be intertwined and intermingles with the rest of the body and the brain and TBI recovery. So in short, one cannot definitively say is that if there's a role for medical marijuana in the treatment of traumatic brain injury, both in the acute and in the chronic long-term phase of traumatic brain injury, but there's definitely a place that more research needs to occur to truly discover if marijuana can protect the brain and or help in the rehab process. And just like a patient who has sustained a traumatic brain injury has a very individualized treatment course and medications prescribed are very unique to the patient, one needs to know the entire picture, the entire story of a patient who sustained a traumatic brain injury and what they're going through and what their challenges are, to know where to pinpoint the various symptoms they're having, to know whether medical marijuana may or may not be appropriate to use. Again, to my knowledge, there's no specific evidence-based guidelines on the use of medical marijuana in the treatment of traumatic brain injury. And again, this was all from a purely scientific and medical point of view. And one must follow all the laws in their state and in their country. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.